Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two-bit party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the end. For only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, picket line and picket fence. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything. And at this point in the game, we can't fall for not one thing. We must be vigilant. We must be observant. We must be ready at all times. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. It is October the 16th. Can you believe how this year, 2023, is just going right on through? I mean, and what a show we have for you today. We have an exclusive special guest that's going to come on our show in just a little while, and it's going to be a very, very wonderful, wonderful interview. So I don't want you to miss it. I want to say good morning to all my people on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Good morning, everybody on Instagram. I'm on Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook Live. Good morning to everybody on Facebook Live. I'm also on blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. So you go to blogtalkradio.com, and on the search you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you'll be able to, you know, listen online. Now, if you want to call into the show and you want to speak to the host or speak to any of the co-producers or our special guests, you just dial 646-787-8064, 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue, and you'll be right there with us. Also, we have what we call In the Mist, In the Mist. And In the Mist is a wonderful, beautiful way for you to still get in contact with our show, to listen into our show, to participate in our show, to be a part. And when we get to Pastor Ramsey, we will have him share with us all the information for In the Mist. So we're on those platforms, so that way we make sure everybody has a way to see the show, hear the show, and know what's going on with the show. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I can't wait to get our co-producers in. You know, I been following a lot of news lately, and, you know, they've been talking about it's a water drought. It's, you know, all this water, we have water everywhere. I mean, how can we have a water drought? Well, I guess we can, because you can't drink salt water. So you have to have regular, good old, good drinking water. So I noticed they've been taking away, like, the Primo drinking machines. They're disappearing. I'm assuming, and this is just a guess, that they want you to get bottled water or the water that they want you to have. But that's not our topic for today. That's just something that I want you to be mindful of, because if you don't have water, I mean, you can survive without food. But you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot survive without water. You have to have water. And if you have, like when we think about what happened in Michigan with the brown stuff in the water, and the water was bad for a long time, and people, I mean, we actually sent, my organization at that time, we sent water over there to Michigan, to Flint, Michigan, and to all over Michigan where they had the water problem. And then, of course, when, you know, when they had the big levee break over there in New Orleans, you know, Hurricane Katrina, we were there. I actually went with Stevie Wonder's Caravan of Love, and we passed out water. We passed out food, blankets, teddy bears to the kids. It was beautiful. I thank God to be able to go. However, when we went down to the marina where the levee was, I saw cars stacked up on top of each other. I will never, ever forget that. Then when we went to the Superdome, where people were standing there and fighting over water, people were lined up to get water, and honestly, it brought tears to my eyes. It was an amazing sight to see. So I just thank God for being used, and you know, and that's so important. I'm just a servant on the battlefield. This is not about money. We don't get any donations. We don't get any of that. We're not asking for that. But what we do is partner with other organizations that are like-minded, that want to help people who need help. And that's why on our show we talk about mental health, because mental health is important too. Now let me switch from water onto mental health just for a minute. This is just some up-to-date stuff that we'd like to talk about when the show gets started. Mental health is really important, and it's a very serious thing that's going on with a lot of people. And it doesn't matter who you are, how old you are, what nationality you are, what race, creed, color, or religion, mental health is real. So we want to break the stigma on mental health, and that's why we have a segment on our show called Mental Health in You, which is done by Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, who is a mental health professional. And we, matter of fact, let me just tell you a little bit about some of our segments on our show. We have Words of Wisdom with Tawana Jones, Words of Wisdom, which is very inspiring. We have Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie. We have The Sports Report with Cousin V, all the way from Florida, where her Miami Dolphins are. We also have Clarence M. Allen with Regulate the Manual, I told you we have Aretha Adams-Jones with Mental Health and You. And then last but not least, we have a real professor, Professor Reams, who does the commentary of the show, which is always astonishing and very uplifting and extremely informative. You don't want to fall on deaf ears, so you don't want to ever miss any segment of our show. But before we go into our segments, which is at the last part of our show, we always have wonderful guests on our show. We've had some amazing guests. We've had mayors on our show. We've had Congress people on our show. We've had entertainers on our show. Hey, good morning, Felita Wiltz. How are you? Praise God, First Lady Felita Wiltz. God bless you and Pastor Charles. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hey, Sheila Timberlake. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you too. And everybody out there. Again, if you want to go to Instagram, it's Eddie Justice Jones on Instagram. You can see me there. Or you can go to Facebook Live at Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook. Or you could call in. Yes, good morning. Amen. Or you could call into the show at area code 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Press 1. It'll put you in the queue. Also, if you want to listen online on your computer, your laptop, your desktop, you go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com. On the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ Productions with an S, and you'll be able to see the pictures. You'll be able to see a picture of our guests that are going to be on the show today and pictures of me and the rest of our crew. And special guests is going to be Julian Canete, who serves as the president and CEO of the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And through its networks for over 80 Hispanic chambers and business associations, the CHCC is a leading voice on issues impacting businesses in California. So we don't want to miss this interview. This is going to be extremely very important and very informative. You want to, you know what's going on. This is how you do it, and this is what our show is all about. And, you know, all these people out there right now, the governor did something here recently. Governor Newsom did something very important. If you are trying to rent an apartment or rent a house or whatever, the security deposit, now he passed a bill that the bill is your security deposit will only be $1. Yes. You know how they always get you with the security, security deposit is $500, security deposit is $1,000. Not anymore. In California, Governor Newsom has passed a bill where your deposit will only be $1. Let's give him a big hand for him. Yeah. I think that's really important. Your deposit is only $1. You can't beat that. I mean, it's about time because, you know, these owners of these apartments and condos, they're robbing people, with outrageous rent and everything else. So surviving is extremely important. If you only have to put down $1 as a deposit, that will help you with your moving and, you know, U-Haul truck and whatever else you got to do. So big hand to Governor Newsom again. Thank you very much. At this time, I want to, you know, continue to tell you that mental health is extremely important. And so if you know anybody, and you probably do, if it's not a family member, it might be a friend or an associate or anybody who has mental health, let's talk to them. Let's treat them with dignity and integrity and respect. Let's find out what their issue is. And instead of putting them down, lift them up. Everybody needs to be lifted up, even if you don't have a mental health problem. We all need to be lifted up. We should all be giving each other the big lift, okay? And we should all be, you know, cordial and respectable and honorable with each other and, you know, spread love because what the world needs now is love, sweet love. So let's continue to spread that love and let's continue to put that love out there. One of my favorite segments of the show is the sports report. And I love every segment, but, you know, if you want to find out what's going on in sports, Cousin V, all the way from Florida, our sports journalist, will give you all the up-to-date information on football, basketball, tennis, soccer, hockey, you name it. She knows it. She'll tell you right on the show on her segment, The Sports Report with Cousin V. Without further ado, let's get our co-producer and his co-producers in the show. Here is none other than Professor Reams. Good morning, Professor Reams. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Pastor Jones, and good morning to everyone coming to the best blog talk radio program on Mondays. And it's just an honor once again to get our 15 minutes of fame in a wonderful format where we show not only what's going on in the world, but how it relates to God's grace and mercy, and how in the end, he has a plan for all of us, and we just have to sit and listen and also be prayerful that he is in control at all times. And with that, thank you so much, Pastor Jones. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I'm looking for Clarence. Okay, let's see. Oh, there's Vera. Good morning, Vera. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Eddie. Good morning, Professor Reams, co-hosts, listeners, and special guests. I am wonderful.
And I got to tell you guys, we also have a segment on our show called Health and Wellness, and Vera, a.k.a. Dr. Grammy V, talks about health and wellness on our show every single week. And health and wellness is so important, whether it's taking care of your eyes, taking care of your cardiovascular system, taking care of your blood pressure, taking care of your oxygen levels. All of that can be heard on our show every week with Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V, who tells us about health and wellness. Matter of fact, did you say hi to Professor Reams? Professor Reams, what's up, Kevin? I see you out there, Kevin. See you out there, Felita. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
Dr. Granny V, the doctor's in the house.
caller in the area code 570. Are you there? 570-278. Good morning. How are you?
God bless you, Pastor Eddie, Pastor Ramsey.
Pastor Ramsey, how are you this morning, Pastor Ramsey?
Well, we're having technical difficulties on In the Midst, so I figure I'd just dial into your number.
Well, that's okay. No problem. We're going to have a super special guest today, and his name is Julian Canete. I want to get it right, who serves as the president and the CEO of the California Hispanic Chambers of Commerce. Can't wait to get him on. We'll be getting on in just a few minutes. And everybody say good morning to Pastor Ramsey.
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you all.
Now it's 9:17 a.m. Let's get in our co-producer, Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Welcome to the show. How are you this morning? Hey, Gloria Majors. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning, Professor Reams. Good morning to Vera Jones. Good morning, Pastor Ramsey. Especially good morning to all our wonderful followers and listeners. Once again, buckle in, because you have tuned in to the world's greatest Monday morning blog talk show, the Eddie Justice Jones Jr. radio show. Pastor Eddie, I want to just thank you for having me once again, man, because every Monday morning, you're bringing it. You're bringing it. You are bringing it.
Thank you so much. Everybody say good morning to Clarence M. Allen, the regulator.
Good morning, the regulator.
Good morning, Professor Reams.
And before we introduce our special guest, let's see if this is Solana. Call in the 323-948 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Solana.
And good morning to everyone. Good morning to Professor Ring. Shout out to Cousin V. And good morning to my butterfly, Dr. Granny V. Good morning, Clarence, our regulator, a.k.a. Haunted Soul Brother. God bless everyone. And happy Monday, all.
All right. Talana
Jones, good morning.
Good morning, Talana. Words of wisdom.
All right. Now, without further ado, I believe I see our super special guest. And I want to make sure I have him on here. But before I introduce him, I just want to make sure I get this all right. Today is a very important day, and every day is important, but this Monday is even more important because there's so much going on with getting out positive information, and that's what it's all about. We want to make sure it doesn't fall on deaf ears. We want to give you the right words. We want to give you the right information, and we want to make sure that you understand and comprehend and analyze and evaluate what we're sharing with you, that you can put it in perspective with what's going on today. And, you know, on our show, we've talked about some very interesting topics like artificial intelligence, health and wellness, all kinds of stuff. But I want to see, is this our special guest? Without further ado, caller in the 916-956 area code, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Is this our special guest, Mr. Julian? And I want to make sure it's right. Kinete?
Close enough, Reverend Pastor Julian Kinete. Yes.
Kinete. Okay. Let's give a big hand for Julian, everybody.
Good morning, Julian.
Good morning, Julian. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
It's an honor to have you.
It's an honor and a pleasure, Julian, to have you. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. There's a lot we can, first of all, how's your morning going? How's everything going for you?
Actually, pretty good, you know, for a Monday. But again, as you're saying, there's a lot of issues going out there, Pastor Jones, and I'm glad to be on your show this morning to talk about one of those important issues.
Amen. And first of all, tell us about yourself. You know, I only read a little bit, but I want to share this before you say a little bit about yourself. Julian previously served as the Director of Public Policy and Strategic Partnerships for the California Asian Pacific Chamber of Commerce and as President and CEO of the CHCC from 1999 to 2006, and again from 2009 to 2012. He is currently a member of the California Department of General Services Small Business Advisory Board, California's for Affordable and Reliable Energy Care, Caltrans Small Business Council, California Secretary of State Voters Choice Act Task Force, the SBDC Northern California Network Advisory Board, and the CalVet Foundation. Without further ado, please, Julian, take the floor. Tell us more about you and why we're talking on the show today.
Well, thank you, Pastor Jones. And again, thank you for having me on this morning. And I think you basically said it all. I'm president and CEO of the California Hispanic Chambers of Commerce. We have over 125 Hispanic and diverse chambers and business associations that are members of our organization. And through that, we have a reach of almost 45,000 direct small, diverse small businesses of color. And, you know, one of the big things that we do day in and day out is not only are we committed to their success and their growth and creating a better quality life for all of California, but especially in our diverse communities who so often get overlooked and sometimes aren't heard of how legislation and laws and things that are going on impact them day in and day out. You know, today, one of the things I do want to talk about is the rising cost of prescription drugs, pharmacy benefit managers in particular, PBMs, and their important role that they play in reducing those costs to everyone, especially for our small minority businesses here in California and those who live in our marginalized communities as well, and making sure that they're able to afford the prescription drugs that they need to stay well or get well day in and day out. And about the threats and concerns of increasing healthcare costs that everyone should be concerned about. There's some legislation that's going through. You know, not all legislation is as positive as the one that you talked about, Governor Newsom signing earlier, some of them create threats upon our communities of color out there, and make things almost inaccessible or unaffordable, or just raise the cost of everyday life.
Yes. Well, with that being said, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions pertaining to some of the subject matter. What has been your experience with costly drugs and healthcare? If you could tell us, what has been your experience with costly drugs and healthcare?
Well, you know, I think over the last few years, and I'm trying to remember, I think from about 2014 to 2020, drug prices have increased by 14%.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, those are just drug prices. That's not the price of your health premium, which we all know have gone up year after year. So there's all these factors that are engaged in the cost of health care out there, prescription drugs being one of them. And what we have seen is that prescription drugs could continue, the cost continues to increase, especially our minority and low-income communities are impacted the most from these, you know, rising costs. PBMs work with unions, employers, and even the state to ensure members, you know, their employees and others receive health care coverage, whether it's through Medicaid, insurance, whatever it may be, to make sure that we're getting the best care possible. And as you know, access to prescription drugs and affordability of prescription drugs has a lot to do with getting that best care possible. And, you know, our small Latino, African-American businesses are at risk, too, from these rising costs that everybody needs to be aware of. You know, so often everybody thinks, you know, no matter, you know, oh, I'm a businessman. Oh, well, you make lots of money, right? And you got, you know, all this money to spend on health care and everything else. And as you know, as you and I both know, and many of your callers probably are small business owners and listeners, is that those profit margins are very thin so often, right? It's a very thin profit margin. And our, you know, our Latino and African-American business owners are doing everything they can, number one, to keep their doors open. Number two, to, you know, make sure that they're taking care of their employees, right? And you know, some of them afford health care. Some of them can't. I've heard stories from our communities of a business owner, you know, wanting to make sure, okay, I want to make sure my employees have health care. I want to make sure my small business, my family has health care. And guess who goes without health care? The business
Who's
owner,
that?
Right? Because,
right?
Because he's taking care of everybody else or wants to make sure. And that's what's so important about, you know, our small businesses, especially in communities of color. They care, you know, their employees, no matter how small or large a company is, they become families, right? And so these are all costs, these healthcare costs, the prescription costs, are all costs that contribute to the rising cost of doing business. And I think we've got to do, you know, more of trying to keep those costs down, especially in healthcare.
Well, you know, Julian, when you're talking about small businesses, here's my question. What can small businesses do to reduce costs of healthcare? What can small businesses do to reduce the cost of healthcare?
Well, I think, number one, I strongly recommend that our small businesses sit down with their business healthcare provider, right, your broker, whoever it may be, your health plan, and see if they can arrange to use some of the benefits that especially PBMs, pharmacy benefit managers, offer to help reduce costs, especially on those premiums. And that's what we recommend to our Latino businesses, you know, throughout California that we work with. And these benefits can include negotiating discounts with the companies, lowering premiums for the patients, you know, for your employees, and conveniently delivering the medications to our people's, you know, their homes by mail, and managing the, you know, especially costs and specialty drugs. Which you know, and when we say specialty drugs, those treat those complex or rare conditions. So the cost of these life-saving drugs are usually the most expensive drugs to, you know, try to keep down.
Wow. Julian, hold that thought for 1 second. To everybody out there, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. And I just want to take a moment out to shout out my daughter, Shanice. It was her birthday. And also my daughter, Sasha, and it was their birthday. So I just want to shout a big, I see my daughter on here. Happy birthday to you. And, you know, we love you, and God bless you. But without further ado, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. There's a caller in the 786 area code. Caller in the 786-714 area code, are you there?
Yes, good morning to you all and good afternoon in Florida.
Everybody say good morning to Cousin V. Good morning, Cousin V. How are you this morning?
Welcome, Cousin V.
I'm doing
good
morning,
great. Cousin
V.
Please say hello to our special guest, Julian. Commit.
Good morning, Julian from this sports reporter.
Good morning, Cousin V.
Now, let's go back to Julian. I have another question for you. The question is, what would you say is one of the biggest threats to Californians with regards to health care costs?
Oh, wow. I think some of the biggest threats is number one, just the how prescription drugs, the price is rising, right? Those rising prices. Drug companies continue to raise the price of medications. They've increased the price on nearly 850 different prescription drugs already in 2023. And this is critical for especially for, as I mentioned, the specialty drugs that are so important for diseases that impact our communities, like diabetes, cancer, and others. I always tell our people we have to stay vigilant and make sure that we are all educated on how to make sure we are getting the best service, value, and prices for these prescription drugs. I'm just in my head thinking back. I know that the California Department of Managed Health Care recently released a report showing that prescription drug prices increased health care premiums by 6.6% in 2021 alone. And so when you think about how much, you're as a business owner or even as an individual, your health care premiums have gone up, you know, that 6.6% is a lot of money, month in, month out. That could be a huge savings yearly to individuals. So, there's a lot of areas we have to control costs, but prescription drugs is one of them. And I think that's probably one of the biggest threats is the rising cost of prescription drugs here in California.
I agree with you. You know, Julian, I got to tell you, man, I have a friend who has allergic reactions, and they have to have an EpiPen, you know. And if you look up the cost of that EpiPen, it's like over $100 for that one pen. And, if you don't have the EpiPen and then you eat a peanut or whatever it is that you're allergic to and your throat starts closing up and you can't breathe and you have to use the pen and you don't have it, well, you might not make it. And with that being said, not only that, there are cancer patients. I've read articles on cancer patients who did not have the proper insurance, so they weren't able to get the proper radiation treatment for their cancer based on the fact that they didn't have the proper insurance to get the proper medication to help them with their oncology problems. So, I just want to ask you, how do you feel about that when you know people are out there trying to get the right medication? And not only that, they don't, instead of, if you can't afford the good medicine, then they give you the synthetic medicine. And I want to know how you feel about that. Don't you think everybody should get the same medicine and not one person gets synthetic medicine and the other person gets the real medicine because they have more money? Go right ahead, Julian.
Yeah. Well, I think, what you're referring to, Pastor, is health equity, right, in our communities.
Yes.
And making sure everybody has the same access to care, which is important. First off, everyone, number one, should regularly check with their doctor and make sure that they're getting the care that they need, right? I always hear that one commercial where your health is both you and your doctor, right? And I think a lot of our a lot of members of our, both our communities, right, the Latino and the African-American community, will always think, oh, well, the doctor knows, right? That's what he went to school
right.
for. But, you know, you're part of that equation, right? And
yes.
And you need to speak up, right? And you know, and of course, one of the ways is you know, having regular wellness care, which you can also get at local pharmacies, right? You can walk
yes.
into a CVS and you can get your A1 sugar level check. You can get your blood pressure check. And hey, you know, we all have events. I was just Cousin V, I know you're out in Florida, and I was just out there in Orlando, and at a conference, and you know, who was it? I believe it was CVS Pharmacies had a whole section, you know, where they were just doing checkups, right? And
yeah.
So I've been traveling for a couple weeks, for almost 2 weeks. And so I said, well, you know, let me go get checked out. And, you know, I took your blood pressure. They took your blood sugar. All these great. And they had a doctor there, Pastor,
wow.
you know, who then sat down, even though you go to your doctor, right? You know, he sat down and says, hey, you know, this is elevated. You know, and I kind of told him. And she said, well, you know, you've been on traveling, so you're not eating regularly. So you've got to, you know, kind of control that. But, again, when you talk about equity, this was free, right? No cost. Just because
yeah.
I was there, right? And
hey,
so,
Julian, excuse me for interrupting you so abruptly, but my daughter Sasha said, financial disparity and a lack of access to healthy foods, health care, and healthy living environments. Could you just kind of speak on those, like the financial disparity and a lack of access to healthy foods and health care and healthy living environments? Could you elaborate on that
yeah.
a little bit?
Sure. I think number one is, as you know, we're always fighting to alleviate these, you know, these grocery deserts, right? Where they, you know, where they have healthy foods, the availability, the affordability of healthy foods. And again, I think that's a need that a lot of our small businesses start filling, right? And where
mm-hmm.
they're able to, you know, you see local farmers markets, et cetera, where they're doing those healthy foods as well. And I think, you know, and I mentioned that little experience I had, because I think you have to take advantage of those, right? Because it's not your doctor, it's not your insurance company, it's someone outside saying, hey, here's what you need to do. So to help with these healthcare disparities too, is we need to be educated, right, Pastor? We need to educate ourselves, right? And so we need to seek out those sources, such as the little experience that I mentioned there. But I also
yeah.
think on the healthcare cost, again, this is one of the things why PBMs are so important. You know, reducing the cost over the last year would reduce it by 6.6. Well, cost went up 6.6%.
Wow.
Because of you know the cost of pharmacists. So again, we've got to do everything we can to keep those rising costs down, so that we can have accessibility and we could call healthcare affordable at that point.
Wow. Now, with that being said, I want to go back to what you were saying, like, you know, because I have went to the CVS and I did my blood pressure. You know, you can sit down in a little
yeah.
chair and get your blood pressure done. I think that is so cool that even if you can't afford to go to the doctor, you can go to CVS and you can check your blood pressure, your A1C, and a few other things, like you said. And I think that's very important. Now, I'm interested in talking about AB 913, this bill. And with AB 913, I want to ask you a question. Should California residents be concerned about any current legislation or regulations that are moving their way through the California legislation that could further impact communities in the state?
I think right now, you know, what we need to watch out for is, as you said, AB 913, which would cause increases in the cost for unions employees who provide these type of benefits. As well as patients who rely on those benefits. And it does nothing to lower the, you know, the drug prices that are set by drug companies currently.
Right.
The bill unfortunately creates barriers for employers and unions to create these preferred pharmacy networks through their PBMs, their pharmacy benefit managers, which are groups of lower-cost pharmacies where patients can go to get discounted, less expensive prescriptions. So, again, you talk about the fairness in pricing. You know, this bill would block that type of fairness.
Mm. So let me ask you a question. I need to know, I want the people to know who's supporting this bill and who is in opposition of this bill.
Well, you know, what we can see right now is pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer, AbbVie, and Merck, of course, are pushing this bill. Those that are opposed, unless it's amended, to take in, you know, our communities and the impact on them includes groups like the Black and Brown Coalition, CLU, the Clergy and Laity United for Economic Justice, the California Black Health Network, and many more. So people are starting to stand up to this bill. And that's the other thing that we need to do, right? If we want that economic fairness, that equity, we need to speak up. And we need to tell people how these bills are impacting us, how these laws are impacting us. You know, you mentioned earlier in the show how huge the bill Governor Newsom just signed about security deposits. I mean, that is going to have huge impact on our communities of color and our less fortunate, you know, our disadvantaged communities or poor communities, low and moderate income communities. And the same thing with prescription drugs. We need to stand up as communities that are being impacted and say, hey, wait a minute. This is how it's impacting us. Because so often it's just those people that are backing the bill saying, hey, you know, giving out the line. So, again, it goes back to education, and it goes back to, and I think what's great about your show is educating people and getting them engaged in the issue.
Well, thank you, Julian. I mean, wow, that's really, you know, I mean, I got to agree with you. You're very right. We like to educate people, and we like to give them the 411 on what's really going on, because a lot of times, and Julian, you know, we really appreciate you. Can everybody just say thank you, Julian? We're not finished, but can we just thank him for this really great information that he's given out? Let's give him a big hand.
Thank you, Julian.
Now, in a minute, we're going to have a question and answer session from our co-producers and co-hosts, but before we do, how can people find out more about this bill, and how can they get more information? Is there a website available or, you know, information you can give out right now?
Yeah. So there's a website from the California Alliance for Prescription Affordability. And that website, the CAPA website, is www.ca4pa.com. www.ca4pa.com.
Wow. Now, you know, I just want to share a few things. You know, AB93 means millions in higher health care costs for Californians. That's what we don't need. We don't need higher health care costs.
Right.
All you listeners out there, we don't need that. AB913 will increase health care costs for small businesses and unions by limiting their ability to use lower cost pharmacy options. We don't need higher medication. I know people that are diabetic that need diabetic medication. I know people that have high blood pressure that need high blood pressure medicine. And I know this, you know, I see patients all the time complaining about how much they have to spend one pill for $25 for one pill. That's outrageous. It's ridiculous. Some people have to have, they have asthma. They have to have breathing medication. You're paying a copayment of X amount of dollars along with paying for the medication too. And it's just outrageously ridiculous. Elaborate, Julian, how do you feel about that when people are out there with serious illnesses and they pay these super high prices for synthetic medication, not even the real stuff?
All right. Yeah, I mean it's just spiraling out of control, right? And again, I think why our communities of color need to be much more engaged, much more educated, being able to say, hey, this is what we need. And just Pastor, just a real quick story, you know, a lot of people out there suffer from what's called atrial fib, right? And I say this because this is a firsthand experience, right?
Wow.
And, you know, usually they have you on a drug, and then they want to change you to a different drug, right? And I got changed to a different drug. I went from a nominal copay of, like, a few dollars you know, for every prescription, to one that was $50, right?
You're kidding.
Copay on it. Yeah. So I went from like a couple of dollars, maybe you know, $3 or $4 copay a month, to now $50 a month copay on it, because they wanted to put me on this new drug, right? Which the other drug was doing. Now, you say, well, is that important of a drug? Well, this is the drug. It's a blood thinner, right? And it,
right.
For people that have atrial fib, it's life-saving, right? Because it keeps the blood from clotting and prevents strokes or heart attacks. So, again,
right.
You talk about life-saving drugs where they're moving you to another drug, which, yeah, it has some benefits, some different benefits and everything else. But, again, I just went to something that was working fine, you know, and to this new drug. And it's costing me, you know, 10 times more money. So, again, you know, the fact that there's, you know, we didn't have a PBM that was helping keep those costs down or negotiating those prices for us. So.
Wow. So, you know, Sasha said, she said the lack of healthy food leads to a lack of health. Then the go-to the drug companies to get fixed, which is never a solution. It heals but a trade for temporary health, which keeps patients returning. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to say about that, and this is my own personal experience. I walked into my doctor's office, and before I could say, good afternoon, how are you, Dr. So-and-so, he's writing a prescription. I can't even get in the room and sit down and have him listen to my heart or my back or check my blood pressure. He's already writing prescriptions. And I said, excuse me, doctor, I'm writing you a prescription for this. I said, no, I don't need that. That's not what I need. What I need is to have a good conversation with you so I can alleviate the medication and get some more healthier ways to not have to be on these 19 medications you want to give me all of a sudden.
And Pastor, you know, I think that Sasha is hitting on the point, right? Really, what you're saying is it's a combination of both, right? We've got to keep those costs under control on healthcare, right?
Yes.
PBMs in place, those all help control those costs. But we also have to change our, you know, lifestyles, right? We have to live a much more healthier lifestyle. And part of that is also having these healthy communities, not having, you know, fruit and vegetable deserts in our communities, having accessible to those healthy foods, right? So it's a two-way street. So we've got to fight. Number one, educating our people to be much more healthier in their everyday lives, you know, all of us. But then also we've got to fight that fight to keep these costs down. We've got to fight things like AB 913 that'll probably start moving here in January in the state legislature. So, again, it's kind of like a two-front war, right, that we've got to fight.
Well, we're getting ready to go into question and answer, Julian. It was such an honor and a pleasure beyond words to have you on the show today. You are so informative and so well-versed on the situation that we're discussing, the topic that we're talking about. Sheila Timberlake said, I am still scratching my head on how I can be 100% covered, but my medication for my asthma isn't the machine that she needs is not free. But the medicine that goes in the machine is $58. So every time she has to get her medication for the machine was free, but the medicine is $58 a pop is what she's saying.
Right.
And that's where they get you. And also, Sister Felita Will said, First Lady said, we told our doctor up front when we first met him, no meds for us. And sometimes the doctors just want to do what they want to do, Julian. They want to write you all these prescriptions. And you know, Julian, every medication that you get, each one has several side effects. And, you know, I don't even want to go there right now on the side effects.
Right.
And Sasha said, how can we educate people to eat healthier when so much of our unhealthy foods are connected to our cultural backgrounds? I got to agree with that. But I want to stick – that is such a wonderful thing. Now, let's go to our co-producers, starting off with our professor, Professor Reams. Please take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Julian?
I've got both. First of all, thank you, Julie, for everything that you've given us and enlightening us on Bill AB 9113. This is something that we could definitely look into, and also I recommend that we keep talking about this throughout the show to remind people of how important it is. And the one question I do have for you is, I teach about St. Mary's University of Los Angeles, and we've been very close with Maria Salinas of the Los Angeles Area Chamber of Commerce, she's been just a real good mentor to many of our students. So the next thing is, what would you directly? You are now with the California Chamber of Commerce, which is big league at this point. How would you like me to train my students to think about also participating in the California, along with being part of LA as well? Because it seems like we're missing out on a voice that is so powerful that can move this state further along. And that's why I try to deal with my academic daughters to make sure when they get in their business, because they teach in a business program, that the Chamber of Commerce is your voice, and you need to be active, and you need to express exactly what your business and your business needs are. So, Julian, take it away. What would you like me to do?
Yeah, so Professor, great question, and thank you for working with Maria Salinas. She's a wonderful individual. And I know she is truly committed to not just the greater LA area, but the entire state, right? And we're proud to have the Los Angeles Chamber as a member of ours. So the California Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, so there's the California Hispanic Chambers and there's the California Chamber of Commerce. But the California Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, what's unique about us is we concentrate on working with, not just the Hispanic community, but our diverse communities and creating that equity that needs to be and representing their voice there. So if anybody is interested in being more engaged or getting more information on the California Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, then go to our website, www.cahcc.com. Again, www.cahcc.com, or they can call their office directly. And that number is 916-444-2221. 916-444-2221. And you know what? We are willing to sit down and talk to, students, small business owners, others about, especially 913, about, PBMs and pharmacy benefit managers, how that will equate to, better cost for healthcare as well. So, we encourage the engagement. I believe it's important. I think what you're doing and how you're guiding your students and other businesses is fantastic, because they need to be engaged with organizations like us, organizations like the California African American Chamber as well, the California Black Chamber that's out there, who we partner with, throughout the year on different issues for our business owners.
Wow. And to add to that, we had a former member, Ed Lombard, who has been with us for a good bit. Yes, and he did his section on the show. So give him our best. And I would love to have you do a Zoom with my class. So I'm definitely going to be in touch. So I'll call this number, and hopefully you can be able to speak in my class.
No, definitely. And Edwin and I are old friends. Probably now for about 25 years, we've been at this together.
Wow.
I believe we started out together in advocating and working with small businesses here in California.
Definitely. Ed provided us with all the information, and Pastor Jones about the different bills and things like that. That's overall.
Yeah.
So this might be an opening where we can kind of get them back a little bit. What do you think, Pastor Jones?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember we had a segment on our show for Edward Lombard, and of course I've been to the chamber with him. He took me out to Sacramento. Yeah. I spoke. It's been really wonderful. So hopefully we can get him back on the show again and see how he's doing, and he can give us an update as well. Alicia said this system is designed for wealthy people. Food, meds, period. With the cost of living constantly going up, poor people can't stay healthy. Get certain medications because of the pricing. Wait, hold on. Let me try to understand this. This is why crime is at an all-time high. It's a shame how the poor have to do without so many things. Okay, and Alicia, that's why we're addressing this right now. This is why we have Julian on the show, and he's telling us what bill that we shouldn't, that we should make sure that doesn't pass so that the prices won't go up for our medication. And so with that being said, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, please take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Julian?
Yes. First, let me just thank you, Julian, for coming on to our show. Thank you for the work and the profession that you have chosen. And what I just want to ask is, if you can share with us a small snapshot of your youth growing up into what influenced and encouraged you to becoming in the position and the person you are today, if you can share that.
Well, thank you, number one. I grew up in the Central Valley. I'm born and raised in a city many of you probably know, Stockton, California. So when you talk about, you know, unemployment, social ills, you know, we've experienced that in Stockton, California. Crime, job loss, you know, we were the center of the, the home ownership crisis, a decade ago. So I grew up in Stockton. I went to school at California State University at Fullerton, down in Southern California. But I had done a year and a half at community college, which I think is number one, is probably the best thing that California has going, right? Its community college system and its public school system, of higher ed. And believe it or not, guys, I used to be a deputy sheriff. So I used to be a cop in a previous life. But I've always had this little interest in politics and policy. You know, how do we get where we get to? You were talking earlier about, you know, how a lot of this impacts crime. And I'm a believer that everything is social economics, right? We have social ills and economic ills that if we fix, we can probably solve a lot of our crime and homelessness and problems here. So I was a deputy for a while. I had left the department, went back to finish up some grad school, came back, had a buddy that was a volunteer at a local chamber, said, hey, you know, come get involved, help us out. So I was helping out just, you know, to help out. Next thing I know, I'm helping out the state chamber redesign their structure. Next thing I know, I'm getting a job offer from them to say that, you know, we need someone up in Sacramento. Would you be willing to take the job? So I said, yeah, I guess so. And then they told me, well, we have no money, but, you know, we'll give you the job, right? So I'm going, okay, you got no money, but you're going to give me the job. So I've been blessed and have been fortunate to have been hired by the board of directors 3 times now to be its president and CEO. So that's kind of a quick trip down the lane of how I got where I am. I think a lot of it stemmed from an interest in politics, in policy, in saying, you know, how do we, you know, I'm not a believer saying we can create the perfect society, but I do believe that we can create a damn good one or get pretty close, right? If everybody's thinking the same and understands, the fairness and equity in what we do, and that people have access to affordable health care, they have access to affordable prescription drugs, that we're not passing laws like AB 913, which create these inequalities in the healthcare system. So.
Julian, I don't mean to interrupt you, but one of the people on Facebook Live, her name is Lindsay. Lindsay said, I know that this was already discussed, but can you please elaborate about the importance of lowering drug prices, especially for low-income communities? Could you please elaborate on that one more time?
Sure. I think, you know, with the overall cost of just health care, period, you know, prescription drugs is part of that equation. So we've got to do everything we can to help lower that cost. Over the last year, I believe it is that we've seen that increase by almost 7%. the cost of prescription drugs. But more importantly, we have to make prescription drugs affordable so that people can be healthy, right? We have to be able to make these pharmaceuticals affordable, these therapies affordable for people
right.
to access. And we truly think that one of those ways is the continued implementation of PBMs, you know, pharmacy benefit managers.
Well, now
and these are life-saving therapies, life-saving drugs for some people.
Okay. Somebody said, "Does Julian know when will they have an opportunity to vote against AB 119? I mean the bill AB 913. they want to know when can they vote against that bill."
Yeah. So we won't be able to vote for it, but we can voice our opinion on it. The legislature will be voting on it. They'll be taking this up when they return in January of 2024.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I would definitely tell everybody to continue to track it. You can also go to the chamber website at cacc.com and go to our advocacy page and you know, look up AB 913 to see how it's progressing. You can go on to the state's website. And I'm sure, you know, many of us will be sending out information. But when you have the opportunity to sign a letter or go to the CAPA website at www.ca4pa.com and learn more about it, and that'll keep you pretty up to date as how 913 is going to progress. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to join the coalition and be part of those people that were saying, hey, these are the people opposed to these types of policies that are creating inequality in our communities of color. So, again, definitely we invite your engagement.
Well, Julian, I'm so happy that you're on the show, and I'm so happy that we've had a chance to acquaint with one another. I just want to let you know that I am available. If you ever need me to speak out against this bill, I'm available. Come down there and shout it out.
Well, we're going to get you here to Sacramento and do just that, Pastor Jones, because we need the voices here, right? And we need those. We need individuals who are being impacted, directly impacted by it, right? I mean, I'm out there, of course. I'm impacted by it as well, but you know. I'm president and CEO of the California Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, and that's what they see, right? What they need to see is the everyday person that
yes.
is being impacted and that it's meaning that they can't buy those healthy vegetables or those other healthy foods so they can be healthy and maintain a healthy lifestyle. So, again, our voices have to be heard. And so, again, I can't, you know, stress enough, go to the CAPA website, the California Alliance for Affordable Prescription, for prescription affordability, again at www.ca4pa.com and help out.
Okay, one moment. We have a caller. Caller in the 503-747 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's Linda Goldie. Everybody say good morning to Linda Goldie, our poet.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Linda Goldie.
Good morning, everybody.
And Linda Goldie, please say good morning to Julian. He is our special guest today. Please say hi to Julian.
Hi, Julian.
Good morning, Linda.
Now, with that being said, we also have a caller in the 626-993 area code. Are you there? Caller in the 626-993 area code, are you there? Okay, maybe they just want to listen in. Let's put them back on hold. Let's see. What else? We have a lot of lines lighting up here. Let's see. Well, with that being said, I want to go to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, our health and wellness specialist. Please take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Julian?
Well, I just wanted to tell you thank you so much for sharing all this information, because we all need it, and you have stepped in and stepped up for the community, so that is great.
Thank you, Vera, and thank you for the work that you do. I know you do quite a bit of work in educating our communities as well, and that's all important, right? We've got to do everything we can to educate our communities on how these policies and all the, you know, these regulations coming out impact them so that, again, they can communicate how they're being impacted, because I think that's what legislators need to hear.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so we have a few statements online, and then we're going to go to Talana Jones. One person says the internet was created to keep us seen by the government. Everything that is supposed to be created for our advancement, there is a secret agenda behind it, and that came from Alicia Flynn. Also, Sheila Timberlake said, "But what good is it to fight for the bill and we can't vote on it?" And then Alicia says, "We need a big protest with everyday people complaining about the price of medication." And thank you for joining us, Sharon Washington Abram from Susan Miller Dorsey High School. Appreciate you joining us. With that being said, Talana Jones, take the floor. Do you have a question or a statement for Julian?
I do. Good morning again, Julian. I just wanted to ask, I believe I heard Professor Reams also ask you, but I want, there is a program called Para Los Niños that I think has access to also some of the information that I think you gave this morning. I think we need to also hear it and share with other people in parts of the community that I live in. So how can we reach out or possibly ask your services to come and give a presentation?
You know, Tawana, thank you, and yeah, I'm filler with Para Los Niños. You know, if you need more information, you need someone to come out, just call my office directly. And that's 916-444-2221. 916-444-2221. And we will make sure that we do the connection, right? And, you know, that's a big part of what we do, especially at the state Hispanic chambers, is we're also those connectors within our community. All of our community, all of our diverse communities, right? Not just the Hispanic community, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about, you know, creating advocacy, education, and opportunities for California's diverse communities and people of color, right? And that's what we do. So definitely give us a call. I will be glad to connect you with the people that you know, whether it's with us and someone from our team coming out that's an expert on this, or someone else in the community that's able, you know, wherever you're at, to be able to go out and educate your members.
Amen. Thank you so much. And without further ado, we're going to go to Cousin V. Cousin V, let's see, where did we – Cousin V's right there. Cousin V, do you have a question or a statement for Julian? Cousin
Hello.
V, are you – Oh, go right ahead, cousin.
I just wanted to say, because I know we're talking about the prescription drugs and meds, and I know that a lot of senior citizens, their meds are more than their rent. And then also I learned, too, you know, working on the floor, being a nurse and talking with different people, that the pharmaceuticals and the doctors all get paid for pushing those medications. And that's kind of upsetting, because at one time I thought about being a pharmacy rep, but I wouldn't want to be in a position where you make a lot of money, but you're deceiving the people at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I'm 63. I turned 63 this year. I thank God I take no prescription medication. Sometimes I do take some over-the-counter for upset stomach, but I take no prescription meds. So I do know that if you go, like, to Aldi, if there's an Aldi in your neighborhood, that the vegetables there and the fruit are, like, less than half price of our big company, you know, our big stores in the area. So, and I thank you for giving us that information, because it is very important to the community.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Cousin Lee, for your comments. And, yeah, you know, I think we have a lot of companies out there that are saying, hey, we need to do our part and help us. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, CVS doing, you know, these free testings and educating people on what they need to know. You know, yeah, PBMs are so important because it keeps those price, that pricing down, right? And so many of our, especially our seniors, are on fixed income, right? And again, another, you know, another story. I was in line one time at a pharmacy, right? Getting my prescription. Of course, I'm complaining about my increased cost all the time, right? And there's a senior in front of me, and she goes up to get her prescription, and the pharmacist, the tech goes, "Oh, that'll be $200." And you should have seen the look on her face. And this elderly lady kind of said, "Well, I paid $200 last time." And the poor girl had to tell her, "It's $200 every time."
Wow.
And you know, I felt bad. If I had $200, I probably would have just put it up and said, "Here, let me buy this round for you." But again, I mean, those are impacts we are seeing every day because of bad policies that are being put in place that aren't reducing the cost or maintaining the cost where it needs to be at, especially for those individuals on fixed income. I mean, you know, a lot of us have good jobs, but technically we're all on fixed incomes, right? We know how much we have coming in every month. And if you see an increase, like I said, from mine from $4 to $50, I mean, you know, that's still a lot of money.
Yes, it is.
On a monthly basis. So, again, and that's why, you know, people say, well, you know, nobody knows about PBMs. Well, that's why we're out there trying to tell you how important they are to helping keep those costs, those rising costs of prescription drugs down. So, but thank you, V.
With that being said, okay, one more. Linda Goldie, you're one of our more mature people on the show. Do you have a question or a statement for Julian, who's talking about the bill, AB, about prescription drugs and the bill that we're talking about right now? And so let me just share something with you, Linda, because you just came on the show. The bill is AB 913, and we are against AB 913. And we want to keep the prices low for your medication and whatever medication you need. Linda, do you have a question or a statement for Julian?
I just have a statement, and I think it's wonderful what you're doing. I personally don't take any prescription medications, and when I broke a leg or an arm, you know, and I was stuck in rehab, then they gave me stuff, you know, but I had to wean off of it after I got out of there.
Right.
You know, so, yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, I feel bad for people that are on, you know, prescription medications, and it seems like once they start taking one, then they got to take another one to combat the side effects of the first one, you know.
Right.
And it just goes on and on.
So, yeah, I
think it's a vicious racket.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as Pastor Jones said, you know, some of these therapies do have side effects, right? But we don't want one of the side effects being you going broke or bankrupt, right? That shouldn't be a side effect of your prescription drug. You know, we would hope that side effect, we understand there may be a few, but we hope that it gets you well and not into the poorhouse, as I tell people.
Well, with that being said, Julian, you have done an immaculate, phenomenal job sharing this very pertinent information with our guests on the show. This show is archived. You're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything, and we definitely can't be falling for anything when it comes to our medication. Amen. So with that being said, can we all give a giant round of applause to our special guest, Julian Kinnett? Yeah,
thank you.
Well, Julian, with that being said, I would like for you to take the floor and give us your closing remarks. And, of course, after the show, I definitely want to stay in touch with you. And, you know, everybody online is clapping their hands, too, and sending up hearts on Instagram and Facebook. So give us your closing remarks, and let's stay in touch.
Well, I think this my one main closing remark is that we all need to get involved, and we all need to educate ourselves and learn about how to reduce drug costs. So again, I will, you know, refer everybody to the California Alliance for Prescription Affordability website and other resources that they have on there. Again, that is https://, www.ca4pa.com. Again, that's www.ca4pa.com. Learn more about these issues. Get engaged. Let your legislator know. You know, you can't vote directly on it, but you do vote for your legislator. Send them a letter saying that they need to vote no on AB 913 when it comes to the floor, and to help keep prescription drug costs down. So again, Pastor Jones, I thank you for having me on this morning. All the producers, co-producers, and all your guests, thank you guys for some wonderful questions and really for educating our communities and especially our communities of color on these very important issues. Thank you.
Amen. It's such a truly everybody, let's just say thank you and give a big round of applause one more time for Julian. Let's just give it to him right now.
Thank you, Julian.
Thank you, Julian.
So, Julian, we look forward to having you back on again. I'm going to stay in touch with you. We'll get some updates on how to get rid of AB 913 or AB 113. I apologize. AB 913. You know, so we'll stay in touch. And thank you so much. You've been a phenomenal guest. You've been a very informative.
Thank you.
Very educational. And keep up the amazing work that you're doing.
Thank you.
And without further ado, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We want to thank, again, our special guest on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights. It was such a pleasure to have Julian on this morning. And with that being said, let's go to our word of the week. Let's go to our word of the week and our scripture of the week, because every week we have a word of the week and we have a scripture of the week. So our word of the week, get your pencil and pen out because, you know, this is very important. Our word of the week is peace. Peace. Peace, be still, and know that God is God. Oh, you know, I forgot to get Pastor Ramsey in there for a question. Pastor Ramsey, why don't you just take the floor before I give our scripture of the week and just tell us, what did you think about what you heard from Julian today about medication? Go right ahead, Pastor Ramsey.
Amen, amen. I'm very encouraged. Thank God for the Pastor Julian. And it is true. That's why we got to pray. And I thank God for it because, you know, I'm on inhalers. And each inhaler costs over $350.
You're
kidding. But I thank God that Medicare that I had, not Medicare, Medicare I had, they help out so much. But I got to come out of my pocket with the rest, which is understandable. But I thank God that if there was another insurance that they can help us with, all of us, I heard that America Health will help everyone out in a tremendous way. So that was my question I had, if he knew about America Health Insurance, because they cover a lot of stuff for people, especially 50 and older. So that was my question. But the man of God did a great job. Thank you so much, Pastor Julian. I received everything. Thank you.
Thank you so much. With that being said, let's go into our scripture of the week. Our word of the week is peace. You can use peace in a lot of different sentences. Keep the peace. God bless us with peace. God gives you peace. You can use the word peace all day, every day, for this whole week. The word of the week is peace. The scripture of the week is Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Luke chapter 5, verse 16. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Sometimes we have to just stop what we're doing and withdraw ourselves from whatever the situation is, and we need to pray about it. Amen. Can I get an amen from everybody? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes things get so deep, and it's deeper than the ocean, and we just need to stop and withdraw ourselves from whatever it is and just pray. And you know, when prayers go up, blessings come down. And so our scripture of the week is Luke chapter 5, verse 16. And we're talking about what Jesus did when he knew what was about to happen. He withdrew himself into the wilderness, and he prayed. And you know, Jesus said to God, do I have to take this cup? Do I have to take this cup? And we have situations in our life that come up where we say, do I have to take this cup? Whether it's deciding between something going on at your job or something going on with your kids or something going on in life or something going on in your community or your neighborhood or having surgery or whatever it might be. Do I have to take this cup? And you could just put your own situation in there when it comes to taking drinking that cup of whatever it might be. So I'm sharing with you our word of the week is peace. Peace be still and know that God is God. Keep the peace. Exhort the peace. Shout out the peace. Give the peace. The peace of the Lord be with you. The peace of God be with you. And let there be peace in your home, peace in your car, peace in your heart, peace in your mind, peace everywhere. Let there be peace. Because guess what? When you get in a situation, you got to seek the word peace. Amen. Before you start talking, be quick to listen and slow to speak. You got to have some peace in what you're about to say. Because you can say something and regret it for the rest of your life. So be quick to listen and slow to speak. And when you do speak, use peace as a way of getting out your statement or your particular concern that you have. Because you win more with honey than you do with vinegar. If you start off with peace, 9 times out of 10, you're going to end with peace. Amen. So we're going to leave that right there. And remember, prayer is essential. Because when prayers go up, what happens? Blessings come down. Amen, amen. And so this has been quite a week. You know, I want to, you know, send a shout out to anybody who has a loved one that has passed away. And we all have loved ones that have passed away. And their birthdays have come past and certain days come up. And we, you know, I just want you to know that God's perfect peace is with you. And that we love you and we love our family members and our loved ones that have passed on. And we know that they're in a better place. And you know what? Thank God for their life and their legacy. And that goes for each and every one of us. But with that being said, we're just going to touch on this situation. And we're going to go right into our regular segment exactly at 10:35 sharp. And we're going to give everybody their time to get in what they need to get in. Let's go with our second topic. And our second topic has been all over the news. It's been all over the internet. It's been everywhere. We're talking about what's going on in Israel and Hamas. And here's our second topic. Killing civilians that are indefensible, whether done by Hamas or Israel, will it ever stop? College students in America supporting Hamas that kill babies and women and innocent people. I just want to get a few quick opinions. We're not saying that we definitely don't support Hamas. I don't support anything that's going around killing innocent people or anybody. That's what we don't do. We do not do that. So with that being said, I'm praying for peace, and that's why we're using that word again, peace. In Israel, in the Gaza Strip, and peace all over. We need peace. With that being said, I want to go and get a brief, like maybe a 30-second soundbite from our professor, Professor Reams. Please take the floor. Tell us what you think about this, killing civilians that are indefensible, and what do you think about Hamas and what they're doing, and Israel. Go right ahead. Take the floor.
It is despicable. What Hamas has done, and although we one thing about it is that you have the Fatah government, you have Hamas dealing in the Gaza Strip, and Fatah has acknowledged the existence of Israel, where Hamas has not, and so for this to happen has crossed a line of which Israel has the right to exist and has the right to defend itself. One thing that we have to also remember is that the Palestinians are also involved, and that it is not They also have the right to exist and have rights, liberties, and all these other things. And so the focus is on specifically Hamas as a terrorist military group.
Entity.
Not the existence of the Palestinians overall. And many of my colleagues who are from both sides are praying for each other. And if that is happening, then what we need to do is do what we can to cause a ceasefire as quickly as possible.
Right.
So that reasonable minds and cool minds can resolve the issue. And if Hamas disappears tomorrow, we're still faced with other issues, but at least we need to resolve it like triage, stop them from shooting and killing and give back the hostages immediately so that we can take it to a better place. And I yield back to Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Professor Reams. Leslie Fields, thank you for joining us. Well said. Hold that thought. Hold that thought right there. And we're all live and we can hear you talking. But I wanted to say thank you, Leslie, for joining us, Leslie Fields. And also Robinson Timberlake said, I'm not for evil of any kind. And I have to agree with her on this one. So with that being said, I want to go to Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, give us a 30-second or 15-second soundbite. What do you think about what's going on with Hamas and in Israel right now? Go right ahead, Clarence M. Allen.
Yes. Thank you, Pastor, for bringing such another hot-button topic. Thank you for all our listeners who are continuing to listen to the world's greatest Monday morning radio show, the 80 Justice Jones radio show. And we're just witnessing something that's been here before we all were born. This is going to continue after we leave, you know, with this Palestinian, this Hamas and Israel. It's not going to stop. You know, this may get resolved. A peace agreement may come about after Israel does what it has to do. And then we're looking at all the outside sources who are interested in what's going to happen. And they might get involved, these other Arabic nations. And then we have two aircraft carrier groups over there, and we have special forces over there. So is it going to stop? No. But will we get this resolved for this? I don't think completely, Pastor Eddie, so I'm just going to say this is just something we all need to be aware and be aware of so that it won't spill over into maybe even a world catastrophe.
Wow. Thank you so much, Brother Clarence. With that being said, I want to go directly to Vera Jones. Vera Jones, take the floor. How do you feel about what Hamas is doing, holding the hostages, and what happened in Israel? People are sitting there enjoying a concert. Next thing you know, they're slaughtering human beings, men, women, and children. Go right ahead, Vera. Take the floor.
Yes, I'm just saying that it's going on, period, at all. So what I'm doing personally is every single day praying for them, all of them.
Amen. Thank you so much, Vera. Talana Jones, take the floor. What do you feel about what's going on with Hamas and what's happening with the war in Israel and also the Palestinians and the strip on Gaza? Because the Palestinians are innocent people. Go right ahead.
I just feel like we need to keep them uplifted in prayer. And just remember to, I think I should just remind everyone, please remember to read your Bible. Read the book of Revelation. We are in the time right now where war and chaos are at an all-time high because of lack of resources or I just want to say, yes, Dad, the Pakistanians are, they're not faulty, disrespectful people. So we are being put in the midst in the middle of a war. I believe this is the third war, Dad. Would this mean the third war?
Yeah, they've been having a lot of wars. This is an ongoing genocide of innocent people, period. And I agree, Talana, it needs to stop, and we'll be praying that it does stop and that the hostages are released and that hopefully special forces, as Professor Reams said, will go in and regulate the situation like the regulator regulates on our show. All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to go to Linda Goldie. Linda Goldie, what do you think about what's happening over there in Israel right now with Hamas? And, you know, just give us your opinion, and we're going to move on.
Yeah, I just think it's indicative of what's happening worldwide, everywhere, with everything.
Yes. Yes, yes, I agree, I agree. With that being said, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. What's up, Virgil Johnson? Virgil, man, my man, good to see you on today. You missed a really great interview with Julian, who was part of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and who did a wonderful job. And Evangelist Virginia Valentine says, the Bible says there is no peace for the wicked. Ah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. But now we're talking about what happened in Hamas, and now we talked about that already. So let me close it out with this. Nobody has the right to go to a concert in Israel and start killing innocent people. That is wrong. And now I feel bad for the Palestinians who are being killed for no reason because Hamas is using them as a shield. And all these hostages that are being held and babies being killed and innocent women and men being killed, there's nothing joyful you could – that's ridiculous. So I pray that, you know, whatever needs to be done to regulate the situation and get it back under control, that that's what happens. So we're going to move on from that topic, and we're going to go into our regular segment, and we're going to start off. And remember, it's 10:30. Our show's over at 11, so everybody be mindful of the time and be mindful that we want to get everybody in. And so let me tell you what we're about to experience right now. We're going to experience health and wellness with Vera Jones, health and wellness. We're going to experience poetry in motion with Linda Goldie, poetry in motion. We're going to experience words of wisdom with Talana Jones. You don't want to miss these segments. We're going to go with mental health and you with Aretha Adams Jones, mental health and you. We're going to have Regulate the Manual with Clarence M. Allen. We're going to have a sports report with Cousin V. And last but not least, we're going to have the commentary. So, Brother Clarence, if you don't mind reaching out to Aretha Adams Jones, if you could reach out to her real quick and tell her that we are ready for her segment when we can get her on. But meanwhile, we're going to start off with health and wellness with Vera Jones. Vera Jones, take the floor. Give us health and wellness.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. So I have a disclaimer before I begin. I am not a doctor. However, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk, I am Dr. Granny V. And always check with your doctor before beginning any new regimen. So as we all know, the holidays are approaching rapidly. And during that time, we tend to eat a little bit more just because it's there. And it's just like when you go to a smorgasbord, you kind of fill your plate with things you really don't finish. But it can hurt you. So we have to be mindful of that. And upon rising in the morning, our blood pressure is usually at its lowest. And during the day, it can increase and decrease. And when you have high blood pressure, it's considered to be hypertension. Anything over 140, over 90 is usually when the systolic is really high or the diastolic can be high. That can make a big difference. But what would be a good choice to do would be to invest in a blood pressure cuff and also get a journal and write in it daily what you're eating and when you take your blood pressure. You could take it upon rising and before you go to bed at night so you can have an idea where your blood pressure is. And when our blood pressure is too high, it may lead to heart attack, migraines, stroke, and other diseases. Just because you are experiencing elevation of your blood pressure. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you get out your notepad and your pen. So right now I want to tell you a couple of natural ways to lower your blood pressure, and that will be Alma, or you can call it gooseberry, because it's high in potassium. You can also try flax seeds. You can use the oil, the ground, or you can use the seeds themselves by soaking them, then grinding them. And there's also a powder form. Now, a couple of other things would be to use cinnamon. A half a teaspoon helps It's also good for your blood sugar. And beets, which are really good for your blood vessels as far as for circulation. So that was pretty good. Okay, so some of the things which you can do if you're at home, take a nap, because I'm sure that we are all lacking sleep. So if you can get 8 hours of sleep, that would be great. Invest in a squeeze ball to relieve stress and tension, and practice slow, deep breathing. And you can do this almost every night before you go to bed or when you have a moment. Meditation is also great. And then read labels, because guess what? All the processed items have loaded with sodium. You can also lower your alcohol intake. That will help decrease as also. Then we want to make sure that we have exercise every single day. Even if you do some Tai Chi, yoga, just get some movement in every single day, or you can go walking. But some of the things that I must say that we should add more of in our body would be sweet potato and bananas, if you can eat them, because they're both loaded with potassium and magnesium. Now, you can add those vegetables and fruits the color of the rainbow. Make sure you add some avocado, walnuts, and garlic is really good. And our water intake is very important. And some of the foods that we can avoid would be anything with the caffeine in it. Watch out for that. And guess what? Some of you that are bread lovers, yes, bread has a lot of sodium, along with the things that turn into sugar, which is the rice, the potatoes, and just regular old sugar. And if you can, use more herbs and spices, like dill, oregano, basil, and some of the other things. And it's really important to add some green tea to your body, because that's really good for your heart and your blood vessels. And I did mention flaxseed earlier. But you can load up on some fiber, because it helps with the plaque buildup or if you have bad cholesterol. And last but not least would be to add more of natural foods to your home. Be creative, and when you're dining out, make sure that you make a healthy choice. So get up, get out, exercise, lower your weight, and honor your life by being good to self, because self-care is not selfish. And, yes, you can lower your blood pressure naturally. Amen.
Amen. With that being said, let's give a big hand for health and wellness.
Dr. Graham, the doctor is in the house.
All right.
And with that being said,
One more important item to add to that list of things you may consider would be hartthorn berry. And if you're going to invest in essential oils, you could do some natural things like make your own rub by using a carrier oil, and you can use ylang ylang, which is great, marjoram, lavender, and lemongrass. And guess what? Rub that over your heart. Rub it over your hands and your feet for a couple of days, and I want to find out, because if it made a difference, because you have a journal and you will be journaling. So that is all in closing, Eddie. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was Vera Jones, a.k.a. Dr. Granny V with Health and Wellness. Without further ado, it is time for Poetry in Motion with Linda Goldie. Then we're going to have Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones, and then we're going to go right into the sports report. With that being said, the time is 10:38 a.m. Linda Goldie, take the floor. Give us Poetry in Motion.
Okay. Sometimes age creeps up on you to knock you down, but you're not through. And stubbornly resisting, you keep on persisting. Let it roll. It might give you wrinkles, but don't let it steal your soul or wit. If you can, get over it. Be satisfied with silver where you once had gold. And don't forget your story, because it should be told. I rest my case, so rest your soul. Don't let folks chase you for their goal, but wait for what is heaven sent, and you will be content.
All right, all right. Let's give a big hand.
And the doggies.
Beautiful this Monday.
Monday. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, that was right. That's Linda Goldie with Poetry in Motion. Without further ado, it is time for Words of Wisdom with Talana Jones. Talana Jones, please take the floor. Give us words of wisdom.
Thanks, Dad. Good morning, everyone, again. Welcome to Words of Wisdom. It's going to be short today, so I just pray you enjoy. Words of Wisdom read. Pay close attention when words cannot be expressed by a person emotionally. Watch what actions they do perform through their body languages. One grain of progress goes a long way. Faith of a mustard seed. Never lose sight of your faith. You are stronger than you think you really are. And P.S., everyone, you're not alone. We're all going through something. So just keep each other uplifted in prayer. God bless and have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you for listening to Words of Wisdom.
All right. Thank you for Words of Wisdom. Thank you. Words of Wisdom. Yeah.
Okay. Well done.
And First Lady Felita Wilt said, thank you for the awesome info, Vera. And she also said, she clapped her hands for everybody that's come on so far. And without further ado, let's go right into the sports report. Well, let me first ask Clarence. Clarence, were you able to reach out to Sister Aretha Adams-Jones?
I sent her a text message. Didn't get a response back.
Amen, amen. First Lady Felita Wilt said, great words of wisdom. And gave a big hand for poetry. Without further ado, it's 10:41, and we have a few minutes left, but we can't go without the sports report, regulate the manual, or the commentary. So without further ado, please, Cousin V, take the floor and give us the sports report.
Okay, first of all, I'm going to start off with the WNBA, and we know they're playing the championship. So on last Sunday, October the 8th, the Aces beat the Liberty 99-82. Then on Wednesday, October the 11th, the Aces beat the Liberty 104-76. And then on last night, Sunday night, the Liberty beat the Aces again 87-73. Their next game will be on Wednesday, October the 18th. And if necessary, it said they will also have a game on Friday, and that would determine the championship.
All right.
We have some boxing news. Natasha Jonas makes history by becoming the first black female boxing manager. Milky Talent, who is set to make his professional debut against Sean Jackson on Saturday, will be managed by Natasha Jonas, and she is from... it says in 2012, she became the first British female boxer to qualify for the Olympics after reaching the semifinals of the World Championship, and she was also the first woman to win the prestigious British Boxer of the Year Award in 2022. So hats off to Natasha Jonas.
All right.
And then also, we had that pay-per-view fight. It is so crazy how the athletes just do so much stuff that's not even right anymore. So Logan Paul beat it, Dylan Danis, and it was in a DQ, which is a disqualification. And it's so crazy because the boxing matches don't usually end up with more than 20 security guards in the ring. But Logan Paul won over Dylan Danis, who was disqualified. And it's crazy because he's not a contender. So Paul landed 108 punches while Danis connected a whopping 16. And that's what's so funny because it's like he's not even a contender. But he wanted to start a fight, so that's why they end up with the 20 guards in there. And like we said, Logan Paul ended up winning that match.
Wow.
And then I do have your high school sport. So, Dieball, which is our hometown where Eddie and I grew up and our parents met, and that's why we're here today. So Dyball is 4-5-2 overall in district, and they are 3-0 on their district play. I don't have the team that they played, but then also Dorsey, they are 2-6 overall, and they are 2-1. They are 4th in Coliseum, which is what we call district in Texas. And then we have Lufkin football. That's the hometown where I grew up in, and their overall is 4-3, and they are 1-3 on the district, and that's unusual for Lufkin. So we just going to say we'll be playing for all our high school football sports. And then in our HBCU, this is week 7, we have teams that are in a bye on week 7. It was Alcorn State, Delaware State, Florida A&M, Morgan State, and North Carolina Central. On Saturday, number 18, Harvard beat Howard 48-7. Monmouth beat Hampton 61-10. Tennessee Tech beat South Carolina State 28-7. Texas Southern, which is TSU, beat Bethune-Cookman 34-31. Delaware beat North Carolina AT&T 21-6. Alabama State beat Jackson State 24-19. Alabama A&M, they ran all over Grambling, 45-2. Southern, still in the winning. No losses. Of course, this is where Kendall, my granddaughter's going for nursing school for her bachelor's, and they beat Lincoln, California, 45-18. And the game of the week was Mississippi Valley State versus Arkansas Pine Bluff. And Mississippi State won their first game. It says they won the first game since 2023, and they beat them 42-17. And then Tennessee State beat Norfolk State 24-17, and Houston Christian beat they shut them out. Houston Christian shut out Prairie View 30-0. And then in our regular college, man, that was a good game between Georgia and Vanderbilt, but Georgia is still number one. Georgia is 7-0, 4-0 on the SEC. They defeated Vanderbilt 37-20. Michigan beat Indiana 52-7. Ohio State is number three. They are 6-0 and 3-0 in the Big Ten, and they beat Purdue 41-7. Florida State is 6-0 and 4-0 on the ACC, and they defeated Syracuse 41-3. Penn State is 6-0, 4-0, and they shut out Massachusetts. However you say, it's hard to say Massachusetts, but they beat them 63-0. And then Washington beat Oregon 36-33. Notre Dame beat USC 48-20. Alabama and Arkansas. Alabama beat Arkansas 24-21. University of Miami Hurricanes lost to North Carolina 41-31. Pittsburgh beat Louisville 38-21. UCLA lost to Oregon State 36-24. And then Utah beat California. I guess it's Cal State, the one with CAL. Y'all know what that is in California. And they're in the Pac-12, but they're 34-14. Duke beat North Carolina State 24-3. Texas A&M lost to Tennessee 20-13. Arizona shut out Washington 44-6. LSU beat Auburn 48-18. Oklahoma State defeated Kansas. And Kansas had been supposed to be like the number one team, but they beat them 39-32. And last of all, Missouri beat Kentucky 38-21. And then in our NFL, last Thursday, Denver lost to Kansas City 19-8. And then on Sunday, Baltimore defeated Tennessee 24-16. Washington beat Atlanta 24-16.
Minnesota beat Chicago 19-13. The Cincinnati Bengals beat Seattle Seahawks 17-13. And I was like, who defeated San Francisco 49ers? The Cleveland Browns, 19-17. Mm. And then have the New Orleans Saints lost to the Houston Texans, is just doing it up this year. Houston Texans beat New Orleans Saints 20-17. Jacksonville Jaguars beat Indianapolis 37-20. My Miami Dolphins won again. They're 5-0. They beat Carolina Panthers 42-21. Las Vegas Raiders, Clarence, and I know that's your team. I love it because of Clarence and Eddie. They always want to hear the sports report. So Las Vegas defeated New England 21-17. Tampa Bay lost to Detroit Lions 20-6. Your L.A. Chargers beat the Arizona Cardinals 26-9. Los Angeles Rams, I'm sorry, because they make now that they had the two teams, they both had the same color. When you look at the paper, it looks the same, but it was the L.A. Rams defeated the Arizona Cardinals 26-9. The New York Giants over the Eagles 20-14, and Buffalo Bills over New York Giants 14-9. And then tonight in Monday Night Football, it will be the L.A. Chargers versus the Dallas Cowboys. The teams on by was Green Bay and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is my first report. Have a blessed week.
All
and
right,
I
let's
just want to say that. She died from breast cancer, and she would have had her 77th birthday. So we just want to pray for Suzanne Somers' family, because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it is, y'all, this has been the hardest month for me. It is so much going on. So I'm right now on a mental health break. So just pray for me, and then pray for everyone that is associated with breast cancer.
Amen, amen, amen. Again, let's give a big hand for President Without further ado, and Felita Wiltz, thanks for the info. First Lady Felita Wiltz and, Pastor Charles, God bless you guys. And I'm still going to, I have to make contact with them to get some of their vitamins and stuff, because we need vitamins. Vitamins over medicine. Vitamins over medicine. Without further ado, it is time for Clarence M. Allen. It's 10:52 a.m. Let's regulate the manual. It's time for the Haunted So, brother. Go right here, Brother Clarence.
Wednesday, October 13th, 1971, was a very nice day for the middle of the week. For some reason, adults call this day hump day. I have forgotten how my psyche played tricks on me, and just a few days ago in the community of Watts, who would in their wildest dreams think that there was something brewing into a creation in the park? It would be during the month of October 1971 that something started happening under the ground behind the baseball diamond in Will Rogers Park. Every day, the children and their parents continued to come to the park to play and pass time. The football teams had practiced daily throughout the weekdays, preparing for Friday night football games. Life went on as usual in the park and the surrounding community. Halloween was just about 2 weeks away, and the holiday season was gradually building itself up for all the festivities and celebrations to come. It would be on every night during this October that something would be kindling under the ground behind the baseball diamond in the flower bed. You can only find out by reading the Haunted Soul Brother Summoned. Thank you.
Well, let's give it a big big hand for the
all
Clarence.
All right, regulator.
Let's give Clarence a big hand. Well, Clarence, tell him how to get that book. Tell him how to get your book.
Yes, you can go to xlibris.com, xlribis.com. It's a search button for the Haunted Soul Brother Summon. You can go to Amazon. You can ask any bookstore to guess. The Haunted Soul Brother is found and can be sold everywhere that books are sold. Thank you, Pastor Eddie.
All right, let's give a big hand for Brother Clarence. And that was an amazing, nice story there. Nice. Without further ado, it is time for the commentary with Professor Reams. The time is 10:55 a.m. Professor Reams, please take the floor. Give us the commentary.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jones, and thank you so much for giving all of us our 15 minutes of fame. And I'll say my thank yous very briefly because this has been one of the shows where it shows exactly what we need to be doing in order to stay engaged. And so my commentary is going to be short and sweet, but to the point, because this has just been a wonderful time working with Julie Kinnett and all the things that he's doing with the chamber. So thank you, Cousin V, for the wonderful review of the sports report. Thank you, Clarence Allen. I'm still shivering from the Haunted Soul Brothers, and we'll continue to read on my book that I have. Thank you, Dr. Granny V. I'm doing it all, and I feel vindicated that I'm doing it all well per your prescription. So thank you. To Talana Jones, knocked it out of the ballpark. I'll get back to the final sayings of your words of wisdom. Melanie Aubrey, a shout-out, as well as Dr. Reith Adams, mental health and you, shout-out as well. Linda Goldie, as usual, I got my hug, dealing with age and what we can do and how we should think. And then Pastor Ramsey, thank you for always bringing your wisdom, your wealth, and your prayers to the show. Now, one thing about it is that here we have the Haunted Soul Brother, and one of the monsters that we normally tend to look at is what the state of affairs are. So one monster that was brought out indirectly is the dealing of health and our battle with health and how pharmaceuticals are definitely making more money off of us, which comes to the line of greed. And greed is one of the monsters that we have to face with. And it's good that we were alerted to this sort of monster because, again, this is important so that we are well-informed. And as I always say, if you're not, you need to be at the table. Otherwise, you're on the menu. That's why we're having everyone to come to our big table so that you are not on the menu when it comes down to your own health. The next aspect is the monster of war, which brings with it hate, avarice, hubris, and pointing the finger, and the emotions that come with it. And so what we're facing now with the issue of Hamas and Israel is the visceral response, no different than what happened to in any war situation, including with 9/11, where at this point in time, calm minds aren't available at this point as folks rage, their anger and feeling of betrayal and tears are what is fueling all of this overall. And so in the words of many, we're now right in it, in the middle. But the one thing about it is that trouble doesn't last always, because the fact that now that you're at the table, now that you know that this is going on, we had our wonderful, wonderful guest of Julian Kinnett saying that there is a bill that is now going to be rushed through, which will increase that cost. But now you know about it. So what are we going to do? Well, the thing that you're going to do is that please join the coalition, one. Two, contact your assembly member and contact your state senator, because the fact that the more, even though we won't be able to vote on it, the more they hear from you, then they know that this is not a good direction to go. So as we leave our this show, I'm going to be on there emailing, writing, texting, and doing whatever I can to make sure that this bill doesn't hurt anybody else. Okay. Now, when it comes down to dealing with what's going on with the Middle East overall, we need to reconnect and get back that phrase of peace in the Middle East, because the one thing about it is that, again, Middle East is where it is, but then it's also where all religions are in the middle of, and where God, it's a central point where the Great Wall, well, the wall that's there, but also the Muslim temple, as well as Christianity, and where the good Lord has said, has put his fingerprint on that area as a place which tests how well we can get along with. And I feel that we are in a position where once this little skirmish is over with, and that's why I'm calling it a skirmish, because we've seen this before, the good Lord has reminded us that we now need to take a look at this area and ask a question, reflect. One of my colleagues said, this is an opportunity for us to reflect on what direction we're going to go. As if we cannot get this right, how is it that we can move on in the direction that the good Lord has provided to us? Because this is a sign that our work isn't done, that we cannot achieve the type of peace that we want to have if we're not actively involved. Right. So it's also a reminder that peace is not, doesn't just happen. It has to be cultivated. It has to be part of our psyche. It has to be part of our activity. So when you get active and you're at the table and you are talking these hard questions and hard points and answering these hard questions and the struggle and the fight of the journey, that's when at the end of the day compromise is achieved. But it's not going to be easily done. It's going to take a lot of hard work. So this is a day of reflection of how much hard work it's going to take. But it's also a reminder that when we are in a position where we let it be heaven sent, then that means that we're on the path and roadway of becoming content, which then leads us to that road towards peace, which is how we want to handle our future endeavors in the Middle East in order for us to go in God's grace, who always brings it on time when we need him to be there at that time. And so he's calling us. The gauntlet is down. He says, to my children, this is your challenge. Step up to the plate. It's your turn. Show me what you can do. And with that, I yield back to you, Pastor Jones.
All right, the commentary with Professor Reem. I want to send a shout out to Apostle Kenneth Curry. I want to send a shout out to Ty for joining us. And I want to send a shout out to everybody who's on Virgil Johnson and everybody on Facebook Live, and Eddie Justice Jones Jr., everybody that's on Instagram. Remember, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show, where we talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Caller in the 980-319 area code. Are you there?
I'm here. You're looking sharp, my brother. I can see you on my page here. I get in a little bit late, but I did catch a little bit of what Professor Reigns was talking about. And truly, these are tough times. These are prophetic times.
Yes.
Where we are seeing things of a biblical proportion reveal themselves to us. And if we are smart, we will continue to look at the Word of God to see where what season of time that we are in.
Amen.
You know, we talked about the Matthew 24, Luke 21. It told us of wars and rumors of wars, and we're seeing those things happen in our society along with economic conditions and otherwise. But, you know, I'm glad I'm tuning in and would love to just come back with a little bit more commentary as we get some more information on the topic of today.
Okay, well, you know, before you go, first of all, everybody say good morning to Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry. Just say good morning, everybody. Let's give him a hand.
Hello, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry.
Thank you all. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
With that being said, Chief Apostle, our first topic was Hispanic Chamber of Commerce President Julian Canet, and he was on our show this morning, and boy, was he informative about AB 913, which is a bill that we don't want to pass because it's going to raise our medication and prescription prices up so high. So we want to watch that bill, AB 913, and we don't want that bill to pass. Call your legislators, talk to the assembly. Our second topic was Hamas killing innocent women, men, and children, and innocent Palestinians dying. And so we're praying for that. And then a lot of people have lost loved ones this week over the years, whether it was of cancer or whatever, and this is breast cancer awareness. And a lot of people have prayer requests. And so without asking all the prayer requests, I would like for you to close us out in a prayer real quick. And if you don't mind, just touch on all those topics. And most of all, any prayer request that has been put up, that God will touch it in the name of Jesus. Go right ahead, Chief Apostle Kenneth Curry, take the floor. Close us out in a prayer.
Bless you all. Let me just say before we prepare for the prayer, you know, as I said, these are difficult times, and it would behoove us all to be reading our Bible a lot more closely, because these are things that were already written over 2,000 years ago that are coming into our – we never thought we'd see it in our generation, but this is the time of revelation time. What you're seeing with Hamas, all of those can go all the way back to Genesis and those books where we talked about Ishmael and Isaac. And yes, all of that was passed down for years, and they're still fighting over. It's basically a family feud, and so that's what we're dealing with. As for those that are dealing with different things and illnesses, you know, we're seeing those different things in our society, too, today. And some of the other countries, they have free medication and medical costs and all of that, but you know, we want to make sure that we charge people here. They tried to send forth bills for free education. Mm-hmm. And, you know, try to decrease student debt so that the students won't have all of that on them, but all of those things were being kicked back. But as I said, those are just things that we need to be aware of. And this is just FYI, pay attention to all of the things that are going on around you in our society today. Now, I'm going to pray us out. God bless you, my dear friend. I will be coming to your city around November. I'll be in Ontario, I believe, Ontario, California, okay, on November the 3rd through the 5th. So I will let you know when I'm there, sir.
Amen.
Again, thank you all. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for the discussion. God, this is a timely and needed discussion that we need to discuss the things that are going on as watchmen that you have assigned us. According to Ezekiel, you said, Son of Man, I've made you a watchman. You give them warning from me. Lord, we give the people warning to let them know that there is aggression. There is things in their community that they need to be aware of that could threaten their family, their livelihood. God, and we pray that you would continue throughout everything that comes our way to keep us in your hands. Put your hedge about all of us. Bless each and every one of us. And keep our mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. God bless everyone that is the hearer of this discussion today. We pray that it has educated them and uplifted them and given them some thoughts of mind that will help them to get through their situations day by day. Now we thank you for my dear friend, Pastor Eddie. He is doing such a wonderful job. God, just give them the endurance and longevity to continue this great work that he's doing. And all of our friends, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Let's say hallelujah and amen to that. Let's say hallelujah.
Amen.
And
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 I want to say something to everybody out there, and I tell you this all the time. Whatever you do, first of all, Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy.
Amen.
The other thing is that mm-hmm. the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Amen. And third but not last, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And I want you to just remember, never to forget, God is watching over you. God is keeping you. God is directing you. He is the author and the creator of our faith. And I want to just put this on in the background while I'm talking to you right now. We got to remember, God will fight our battle. God will put you down. I just want you to never to forget that you're serving on time, God. He'll pick you deep and perfect.